Thank you to our friends at Hallo for making this office possible. Now let's pray.
Deus in adiutorium meum intende, Domine ad adiuvandum me festina, Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
This yearly feast brings solemn joy, the day on which we celebrate, with fitting worship and due praise, the holy shepherds of the sheep. See how they guard and tend their flocks, they work and toil without reprieve, to keep them safe with watchful care, and nourish them with wholesome food. They fend off wolves from their domains and drive the robbers far away. With the richest food they fill the sheep and never once forsake the flock. Most holy pastors of the flocks, who now possess abundant joy, implore the judge to pardon us when we appear before his throne. Eternal glory, equal praise to you, O Christ, High Priest and Lord, with God the Father ever blessed and loving Spirit ever one. Amen.
Lord, lay your healing hand upon me, for I have sinned. Happy the man who considers the poor and the weak. The Lord will save him in the day of evil. Will guard him, give him life, make him happy in the land. And will not give him up to the will of his foes. The Lord will help him on his bed of pain. He will bring him back from sickness to health. As for me, I said, Lord, have mercy on me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. My foes are speaking evil against me. How long before he dies and his name be forgotten? They come to visit me and speak empty words. Their hearts full of malice, they spread it abroad. My enemies whisper together against me. They all weigh up the evil which is on me. Some deadly thing has fastened upon him. He will not rise again from where he lies. Thus even my friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has turned against me. But you, O Lord, have mercy on me. Let me rise once more and I will repay them. By this I shall know that you are my friend, if my foes do not shout in triumph over me. If you uphold me, I shall be unharmed and set in your presence forevermore. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from age to age, amen, amen. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum, amen. Lord, lay your healing hand upon me, for I have sinned. The mighty Lord is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. God is for us a refuge and strength, a helper close at hand in time of distress. So we shall not fear though the earth should rock, Though the mountains fall into the depths of the sea, even though its waters rage and foam, even though the mountains be shaken by its waves, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. The waters of a river give joy to God's city, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within it, cannot be shaken. God will help it at the dawning of the day. Nations are in tumult, kingdoms are shaken. He lifts his voice, the earth shrinks away. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come consider the works of the Lord, the redoubtable deeds he has done on the earth. He puts an end to wars over all the earth. The bow he breaks, the spear he snaps. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God, supreme among the nations, supreme on the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The mighty Lord is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. All nations will come and worship before you, O Lord. Mighty and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who would dare refuse you honor, or the glory due your name, O Lord? Since you alone are holy, all nations shall come and worship in your presence. Your mighty deeds are clearly seen. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. All nations will come and worship before you, O Lord. I take it you know what has been reported all over Judea about Jesus of Nazareth, beginning in Galilee with the baptism John preached, of the way God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good works and healing all who were in the grip of the devil, and God was with him. The Word was made man. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Word was made man. Alleluia, alleluia.
He lived among us.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
The Word was made man. Alleluia, alleluia.
From heaven the Father's voice proclaimed, "You are my Son, my beloved, in whom I take delight." Magnificat anima mea Dominum,
et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutati meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue, et genem ex hoc beata me dicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordeus a progenie in progenies, dimensibus eum, fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente corti sui, deposuit potentes de sete, et exaltavit humiles, exurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit in annes, suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae, sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. From heaven the Father's voice proclaimed, "You are my Son, my beloved, in whom I take delight." At the birth of Jesus, angels proclaimed peace to the world. We worship him now with joy and we pray with hearts full of faith. May your birth bring peace to all. Lord, fill your holy people with whatever good they need. Let the mystery of your birth be the source of our peace.
May your birth bring peace to all.
You came as chief shepherd and guardian of our lives. Let the Pope and bishops be faithful channels of your many gifts of grace.
May your birth bring peace to all.
King, from all eternity, you desire to be born within time and to experience the day-to-day life of men and women. Share your gift of an ending life with us, weak people doomed to death.
May your birth bring peace to all.
Awaited from the beginning of the world, you came only in the fullness of time. Now reveal your presence to those who are still expecting you.
May your birth bring peace to all.
You became man and gave new life to our human condition in the grip of death. Now give the fullness of life to all who have died.
May your birth bring peace to all. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who were pleased to give light to your church by the example and teaching of the bishop saints Basil and Gregory, grant, we pray, that in humility we may learn your truth and practice it faithfully in charity. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeterna.
Amen.
Ora pro nobis sancta Dei genitrix,
ut digni officiamur promissionibus Christi.
Thank you for praying with me. This episode was made possible by Hallo, the number one prayer app in the world. Hallo has over 10,000 audio-guided prayers, meditations, and music to help you find peace and grow closer to God. Get 3 months free of Hallo at hallo.com/singthehours. God bless.